This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Cow numbers have been declining for the past few years. However, with the bullish cattle market, it may be time for producers to start retaining more females. We will hear more from Dr. David Sherbrin of Boehringer Ingelheim next.
To Senator Lil Curley, Manager of Agronomy, Zach Ogles tells us what their products, Thiosol and KTS, can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen and getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
Dr. David Sherbrin, a professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, says that success is best achieved through heifer development.
So heifer development's definitely critical for cattle producers, because if we have developing healthy heifers, that means we're setting up our foundation of our herd for the future.
Sherbrin says that when selecting and developing replacement heifers, there are several factors to consider.
Number one would be the age of the animal, so the date of birth. So we know that an older animal is more likely to be prepared to calve early and be more reproductively sound just to that added age. And then along with that, usually we'll see size is a big factor. So size at breeding. Ideally, we want to see those heifers to be at least 60% of their mature weight at the time of their first breeding. Body condition score at calving is definitely one thing that's definitely vital, not only for heifers, but also for cows as well. And we really want to see those heifers be at a body condition score of 6, and that's using a scale of 1 through 9. We want to get those heifers bred as soon as possible so that they actually calve in that first calving window.
Parasite control is another important aspect of animal health that cannot be overlooked, according to Sherbrin.
We really want to decrease the parasite load in these animals, specifically gastrointestinal parasites, because they just rob the animal, even if it's not an obvious sign that they're infected with these worms. In order to have the heifers better utilize their nutrition, you know, we get rid of those worms, then they're going to gain weight better, get to that weight that we want them to get to.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.